So welcome everybody. I cannot see myself. I'm going to ask Carletta if you're there to spotlight me, please. Thank you. And so welcome everyone. And I need to just do a little lighting check. And all right. Looks okay. So that's, the lighting's a little better. And so I'm going to lead us through, just guide us a little bit through walking meditation. And so like Noliwa was saying, the practice is a beautiful practice. And it's one of the four practices that the Buddha offered to us, a movement, which we'll be doing walking, sitting, lying down, and standing. So basically that means we can practice meditation at any time. So that's great. So I'm not sure I'll exaggerate my feet, but the walking practice, and I know many of you are familiar with it, but it's a simple lifting. Sometimes you can say heel, toes, or lifting, placing, moving. Sometimes some mantras like let it be, let it go, let it in, let it be, let it go, let it in. And so we're connecting to the earth, and what are we letting in this moment? Letting in the breath, letting in the reminder of our connection to the earth, letting in our intention for today's practice. And at this moment, I'm pivoting and I'm going and turning. And so this is very, opportune time, like any moment to practice mindfulness, because through any transition, like the transition we're going through now, they're always happening, it's impermanence, but we tend to just rush and go to the next thing, right? Like, oh, I need to go back that way. Or like Noliwe said, like when we're going to our fridge even, it's like, I'm going to the fridge, I'm going to the bathroom. So can we be in every moment as we are on retreat together, connected to the practice of movement, of walking, lifting, placing. And to quote Thich Nhat Hanh, and this is the last instruction I'll give around walking, is he said, you know, the miracle is talked about, like walking on water is a miracle, but the real miracle is to walk with peace on earth. So that's the invitation for the walking practice. So thank you. And I'm going to invite us into other movement practices. So I'm going to grab my chair. And so if you have a chair, you know, and it's helpful to have that if the standing, I'm going to invite us into a lot of standing. If at any time you need to sit down, the chair will be there. And so let's start with finding our breath. So if you're seated or lying down or standing, feel your connection to the earth. And if you'd like, place a hand on your chest or on your belly. And taking this moment to bring awareness to your breath or to the sounds. And then I'm going to invite us into making sound. So for those of you that were in class yesterday, we did a bee's breath and a humming sound. So this is a way to create the reverberance. It's a mindfulness of the body is what we're working with today. So many of you are familiar with the om sound, or you could do a mmm sound. yesterday I invited us into a bee's breath. It's part of one of the branches of yoga called pranayama. And so if you'd like to place index finger and middle finger on your eyes and your ring finger on your upper lip and your pinky fingers below your lower lip, and then to close your ears with your thumbs and to make a B sound. So you could do it like that, you could do or om, but for the next minute or so, I'm gonna invite you to make sound. If you're feeling shy, if you have roommates or neighbors, you might make a small sound, whatever you'd like. It could be open mouth, just to create some reverberation in your body. It's like we're waking up the bones. And as Noli Wei talked about, the vessel, the instrument, our body's an instrument reverberating in our space. And so we're kind of tuning it up right now. And there's no mistakes in the body. We think anxiety and depressions are mistakes, but they're part of the improvisation of our body and instruments. And we play with that and we create space for it through movement, through sound, through breath. So a few more cycles of whatever sound you're making. And then letting that sound go. But if at any time you want to make a sound, this is one of the luxuries of having our own space here, is that you won't be disrupting other people's practices. So let's interlace our fingers if you'd like, or leave your hands and we'll create some movement in the shoulders. Inhale, you'll bring your shoulders up. And exhale, lowering them down. So inhale up and exhale down. So take your time, you'll go at your own pace. And if you want the breath to be a little bit longer than the movement, so as you bring up and you're inhaling, maybe you inhale a little bit more and then you exhale and then the shoulders go down and maybe you exhale a little bit more. So this will initiate the belly breath, which is a very effective way to calm our systems down, to regulate when we're breathing in the belly diaphragmatically. So a couple more times, inhaling up and exhaling down. And then the next time the shoulders come down, relax and release, and we'll move our shoulders back and forth if you'd like. Inhale, shoulder blades toward each other, opening the chest. And exhale as the shoulders come forward. So a few times moving back and forth with your breath. And again, if you want the inhale to last a little bit after the movement, and then the exhale to last a little bit after the movement of the shoulders going forward. Great. And then the next time the shoulders come back, I invite you to return to neutral with the shoulders. And then we'll create circles with the shoulders. So inhale, bring your shoulders up and back and down and around. And so the breath, again, if it's available, use it to move the shoulders up and back, inhale. And then the exhales brings the shoulders down and forward. So big or small circles, just creating some loving movement. Sometimes the metaphor here with the shoulders is feeling the sense that we're holding the weight of the world, and just reminding ourselves that we only have two shoulders. We can take care of them, and we could also connect to the earth and the legs of our body and our belly muscles, so that we don't have to use the small muscles of our shoulders so much. We use the strength of the earth and its cradling of us, and our body that embodies earth as well. So another more time in this direction. And then the next time the shoulders come up, I'll invite you to go the opposite direction. So forward, down, back and around. And so you'll have the breath guide the movement maybe. So when the shoulders come back and up, inhale, and the shoulders come down, exhale. So two more times in this direction. And then we'll relax and release and find your breath, find your connection to the earth or whatever anchor. Again, the breath, you know, sometimes not available. So the sound sometimes, so you come back to the sound you were making at the beginning, if you were. Great. So now open up your feet a comfortable stance apart, and I'm going to invite us to warm up our spine by swaying the arms left and right, just like a little kid playing. They do this naturally. We still have a little kid inside of us. It's very good for our spine, and you might lift opposite heel. So as you twist to the right, the left heel comes up, definitely to protect your knees. So there's a slight bend in the knee, and if it becomes too much, slow down and find your breath. And from here, if you want to lift the elbows and light ball of your fist to get some movement in the upper back. And Qigong, so there's a light slap of the shoulders or the lower back. So I invite you to do that if that feels appropriate, good for you. All right. So when you're ready, slowly start to come back to center. And find your breath. So I'm going to invite us into a bit of cat stretching. So we're going to create movement. So we're moving the spine in the spiral. And now we're going to be invited to move it up and down. So you can, again, always take a seat. Or some of you know the floor-based version of this. But I'm going to just practice standing up. So opening up your feet. So this takes some engagement of the leg muscles. And so rest your hands on your thighs and we'll curl down, chin toward chest. This is called cat. And then inhaling, cow. So try to imagine your whole spine moving. So from your tailbone all the way to the cervical spine at the back of the neck. So it's very subtle. I'm exaggerating the movement so it could come through over the video. Just very subtle. And you could do this standing actually and just visualize, or sitting and visualize the spine moving. So the inhale brings the head back and the chest open, and the exhale brings the chin in toward the chest and the belly in toward the spine. So this is a belly strengthening exercise as well. So we could wake up the belly muscles are really essential for many things. Physically, emotionally, psychologically, there's no separation. So two more times. And then when you're ready, you'll come back to center. Find your breath, your heartbeat, sounds. So from now, working down to our hips. So open up your feet a comfortable stance apart. We'll do hip circles. So making circles in one direction. In the other direction. And then back to center, and then bring your feet closer together, and then we'll do some hip, some knee circles. So bring your hands to your knees or to your thighs, some gentle circles in one direction. So you can notice that the ankles are moving as well. And then in the other direction. And then coming back to center, and then I'm going to invite you into a forward fold. So use your hands on your legs for support and allowing your torso to drape down as far as feels appropriate for your body. So then we're going to wake up the backs of the legs. And I'm going to invite us to do so by coming to three half lifts. So we're going to press in through the feet and bring the palms of your hands either on your shins or your thighs to have a flat back, a long back. And you'll inhale the shoulders away from the ears, and exhale, we'll fold back down to the forward fold. So we'll do this two times, bend your knees a little bit or a lot, whatever supports the awakening of your legs and keeps you long back as you come up and inhale and then exhale down. So one more time, so a third time. And then the next time you come in forward fold, a couple of breaths. And if you want to move your arms, grab opposite elbows for two breaths down here. And then when you're ready, walk your hands up your legs to your hips, hinging from the hips. Coming back up to standing, take your time. All right, find your breath. A fresh rush of blood to our head. And so find your breath and your shoulders. And again, the connection to the earth. So from here, I'm going to invite us to bring our left foot forward and our right foot stays back. So make sure it's steady. If you're on a slippery floor, sometimes it's safer to have your feet closer together, like a shorter stance. Otherwise, if you do have a sticky mat or some traction with your feet, you might find a length of your own leg in between your feet. But just the most important part is to feel steady. And that both feet are on the ground and your back foot, so our right leg and right foot are kind of a little bit heavy, like they're a paperweight back there. And the back right leg is nice and strong. And I'm going to invite us into what's called warrior two or side facing warrior. So bring your arms out long in T-shape. And so they're parallel to each other. So looking back at the right arm, looking forward at the left arm. And then the left knee bends, and the left knee is in line with the second and third toe. So it's in line with the middle of your foot. Nicely perpendicular, 90 degree angle, just about. And then I'm gonna invite us to come in and out of this movement. So we're gonna lift our arms up, fingertips up toward the ceiling, and the palms come together, and the left leg straightens. And this is a dynamic movement, so we'll come in and out of this. So bending the left leg and bringing your arms out into a T-shape, maybe your gaze comes over your left hand. And then inhale, and then maybe your gaze goes up to your hands if you want to challenge in your balance. So dynamically moving into warrior two, and you bring your hands up. It's a variation on pyramid pose. And so this is really excellent for the muscles around our knees. So I gave that alignment cue around having the left knee in line with the second and third toe. So make sure that's happening. The left knee will wobble left and right. And that's a metaphor for our emotional practice as we're sitting, that our emotions are kind of wobbly going left and right. And so we find our anchor, our breath, our sound, our body. And then we let the strength of our legs keep in our mind and our hearts keep us in alignment with whatever our intention is for the practice. So one more time, we'll come up and then come back to the side facing warrior, and then relax the arms, and then bring your back foot to meet the front foot, standing in mountain posture. To find your breath and just feel how much strength that takes to do that movement in your arms, in your legs. Okay. I'm gonna adjust so I can see my feet. So we're gonna practice on the opposite side. So bringing your right foot forward and your left foot back. And then bring your arms out in a T-shape. And then we'll come in and out of this. So the right leg straightens. You might look up to your hands for balance, a challenge to your balance. And then, well, this is all a balancing pose. And it's also, it's called warrior in a sense because it's a heart opening pose. And so always taking care of yourself. If at any moment you feel overexposed, you might just come back to your breath and touching your heart. And for those of you from yesterday, we were doing a lot of soft massage. So just listen to your body. As Noli Wei pointed out, it's the impermanence of things, that the body's always changing. So this movement, the set of movements, the asana in yoga provides the opportunity to find our steadiness, to find our intention, so that we could come into alignment with it. All right, so the next time your arms come out in a T-shape, we'll hold it for a couple of breaths. So if it's okay for your neck, look over the right hand and spread out your fingers wide, pressing through your feet. You might feel like your inner thighs are going in toward one another. For a couple breaths, relax your shoulders. And then inhale and exhale, you release the arms and bring your feet together. Come back to mountain posture. Feel whatever you're feeling. The inhales creates space for whatever is arising in the heart, body, and mind in this moment. And the out breaths, so letting go, letting be, and letting in whatever needs to be let in this moment. Can you invite us onto the ground? So finding Hopefully, if you have the chair, you might sit in your chair. Hopefully you have space to come onto the floor. I will do a couple of floor-based movements. Okay. So finding so if you have a blanket, I encourage you to sit on a blanket or a block or your meditation cushion. And then, so see what works for you. And we'll have the knees bend and have your hands behind you. And we'll do a little bit of hip opening. So windshield wipering the knees left and right. This is really excellent for our seated posture to create movement and awakening in our legs. For some of you, your legs can go closer to the ground. So the only counterindication if there's any pinching in the joints of your knee or your hips, definitely back off of this and just do it slightly. And like any movement, you could actually just sit and imagine the movement, and that has benefit. Moving side to side. And so we'll do this a few more times. If you'd like to do it without your hands, this is now a core strengthener. Okay, so a couple more times in each direction. And then we'll come back to center. So I'm going to invite us to come lying on our backs. Keep your feet on the ground, knees bent, soles of the feet on the ground. I'm going to invite us to inhale and then exhale, bring your right knee in toward your chest. So giving the knee a hug in toward your chest or your shoulder, see where it feels good to allow more space in your hip. And your left leg, you could keep the left knee bent or extend it out long, whatever feels the most supportive for you. Your head and neck are relaxed. And I'll invite us to gently rotate this right ankle in one direction. And the other. And then from here, if it's available, interlace your fingers behind your right thigh and then extend the right leg nice and long. So relax your shoulders. So this is an excellent opening for the back of the right leg. So in our seated postures, a lot of the muscles behind our legs, like our calves and our hamstrings, get tight. So we're just very gentle, no pushing back. If your leg is shaking, you might lower it a little bit for another breath here. When you inhale, exhale, bring your right knee in toward your chest again. And then gently place it down. So either keep the right knee bent or extend the right leg out long. And speaking of long, notice if there's a difference from the right to the left. And then we'll practice on the opposite side. So taking an inhale and then exhale, like use your belly muscles to bring your left knee in toward your chest. And then from here, gently rotating this left foot and ankle. the other direction. And then if you'd like, extend this left leg long. So you can keep it on the mat. If it's available, you interlace your fingers behind the left thigh and then extending the left leg long. If you had a strap, this might help to grab the sole of the foot. Otherwise, the main purpose is to open up the back of the left leg here. Keeping your head and shoulders relaxed. Another breath here. And then inhale, bend the left knee. Exhale, one more hug in toward the chest. And then if you wish, bring the right knee in as well and grab lightly on both knees with your hands. And then move your legs and your hips. And sometimes it feels good to massage the lower back in this movement. Sometimes it feels good to rock along this spine as well. Some of you have happy baby as part of your practice, or you grab the soles of the feet. It's sort of about half a minute here, finding maybe some joy and movement, feeling completely supported by the earth beneath us. And then we'll come back to center and staying on the ground. I'm just going to check the time. We're going to keep the soles of the feet on the ground, knees bent. And so I scooted down my mat so that I have space to bring my arms behind my head and the back of the palms touching the floor behind my head. So I'm going to invite us into a dynamic bridge movement. Finding your feet and your legs are like the pillars of the bridge. So those are really strong. So that's the main thing we're using to lift our hips up and back down. So long neck, the neck doesn't, stays pretty loose, but doesn't move too much left or right. And you could also use the palms of your hands to press in to the floor along with your feet. So you come up and down. So you could just tilt the hips like you're having a bowl of soup that you're sipping. If you want a bigger movement, you would press in through the feet even more to bring your hips up. And then if you want to add your arms here, you would lift your arms up behind your head. And the hips come up, and then the exhale, slowly lowering so the hands touch the floor at the same time your hips do. So whatever variation here. So breathing as you come up and pressing through the feet. Exhaling as you lower. It might be just your feet and pressing into your hands, or just the tilt of your hips. So either set of movements, just find your support of the earth beneath you. And so this movement can be seen as a metaphor for connecting, for bridging the heart and the mind. So a couple more times, whatever movement you're practicing. And then the next time the hips come down to the mat, allow them to relax and release. Keep your feet on the ground, and this is sometimes called constructive rest posture. Sometimes our heartbeat is more accentuated after that movement, increasing blood circulation to our heart and our head. And from here, bring your arms out into a T-shape, and then we'll windshield wiper the knees again, left and right. Small or big movements, whatever feels good. And sometimes alternating your head, if it's okay for your neck. So as you look to the left, the knees go to the right. And then as you're ready, you'll make your way back to center. And just one more movement to wake up our belly muscles. So pressing your hands into the mat, to the ground, I'm sitting on my hands, just that feels good for me to have a little bit more support. And this is some belly strengthening exercise. So we'll just do this three times if you wish. So if you want to bring your legs together like they're one leg, and you'll lower them down and inhale as you lift them up and exhale as you lower. One more time. And then if you want a little bit more, you might make three circles. Remember the constructive rest pose with the knees bent, you could always come back to that. And then if you want to do three circles in the opposite direction, you might thank me later for this because this helps with our seated practice. And this will be the last movement. And then when you're ready, relax and release. And find your Shavasana, resting pose. Just let that go. Let any tension go from your face, your jaw. If another movement wants to arise in this moment, do that just to reset and let go of that last set of movements. And so we'll be here for about 5 minutes. So again, if there's another movement your body's calling for, I'll invite you to do that. Otherwise, let's find repose as one of the translations for Shavasana, corpse pose. So you might sway your head side to side, or you might have a pillow or blanket underneath your head to support your neck. And you might lift the head and place it down and lift the feet and let them flop to either side. Or you might keep your knees bent. And one last option, you could keep the soles of your feet together in bound angle pose, Baddha Konasana. Whatever allows you to touch into this moment, just as it is. So I'm going to invite you to bring awareness to your body and gently start to wiggle your toes. You might circle your ankles. Just taking our time. Might wiggle fingers and rotate wrists. You might rock your head from side to side. Sense your intention just in this moment, a word or a phrase. Know that you can connect to that again and again. But that's what this practice invites us. Or sati, remembering to connect, that we are connected. So feeling your connection to the earth and allow the earth to support you as you come to seat it. So take your time, you'll roll over to one side and you might stay there for a couple of breaths in kind of like a fetal posture. Taking your time, you push yourself up to seated at your own time. And have your head and neck be the last to come up. So recalling the beginning of this practice period and the sounds that you may have been making, you might sense that sound, that humming in your body. If you don't, it's fine. If you want to initiate that sound, you might do it. Just notice the peace that you've created through this practice. And we'll seal this practice with the invitation of the mindfulness bell. So I invite you to listen to the sound. Thank you for your practice.